This is GQDN for Tuesday, February the 7th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Nintendo Switch news, or Nintendo news, I should say. A little bit of a, we got an esports article. Interesting. And, of course, Bobby Kotick. Speaking of which, we begin today with what dropped last night. Wowhead.com does report that the quarter four financial results for Activision Blizzard did emerge. And what they said was, in reference of quarter three to quarter four, things went up. Why? Mainly it is the interest of Overwatch 2, and what happened in the Diablo franchises, and the World of Warcraft expansion, Dragonflight. That's on the Blizzard side of things. Candy Crush, well, thanks to all the TV ads, for the most part, did get a higher boost in their money-making success there as well. And let's not leave out Call of Duty, which did pass the $1 billion sell-through mark in quarter four. At which, because of all of this, Bobby Kotick did say in a quote, "We ended 2022 with record quarterly net bookings as we delivered on our mission to bring epic joy to players. I'm grateful to our talented and hardworking teams for their many successes entertaining our hundreds of millions of players around the world. We look forward to a historic year as we work toward merging with Microsoft. This merger will enable us to better serve our players, create greater opportunities for our employees, and allow us to succeed in an increasingly competitive global gaming industry." We'll get into this more in the weekly show, guaranteed. Along with this, because he wasn't just talking about the quarterly report. No, he talked about the UK. This is brought to us by DualShockers.com, and Bobby Kotick did say, quote, "Over the last 10 years, the business has evolved to being principally on phones, and so those are much more accessible." Further quote, "Sony Studios goes back 80 years. Nintendo has the very best characters that exist in video games." And further quote, "If deals like this can't get through, they're not going to be Silicon Valley, they'll be Death Valley." Now, when he's talking about Silicon Valley and Death Valley, the UK's Chancellor of the Exchequer, Jeremy Hunt, because what he was saying was that Jeremy Hunt wants to make the UK a Silicon Valley, or another Silicon Valley. And what Bobby Kotick said was, going back to that quote, "They're not going to be Silicon Valley if this deal does not go through." Is Bobby Kotick right, or is he not? Let us know at Joe Brums or at Group Quest on Twitter. Let's get into some other just insane stuff. Because coming to us from Kotaku, a PlayStation 5 subreddit does not want players to bring up J.K. Rowling. So here is one of the subreddit's mods, quote, in the post, quote, "Therefore, we are taking unfortunate, but what we feel is necessary step of banning any and all discussions of J.K. Rowling and related topics in posts concerning Hogwarts Legacy. Next week is going to see a surge in content relating this game as we see the lifting of the review embargo and the early access pre-order launch and the official game launch. We view a complete shutdown of non-game related discussion as the only means by which we can allow discussion of this game to go forward, while safeguarding this respect and dignity of all the members of our community as best we can." Of course, they are talking about the aforementioned game, Hogwarts Legacy, which has been really scrutinized by maybe not just one, I'm going to be nice here, idiot. But if you look at the reviews from IGN and other sites, which I talked about there yesterday, it's really popular, amongst them. So if you want the game, you know where to find it. Be warned if you do stream it. We'll get into that 2 in the weekly show. I'll make sure of that one. And maybe we'll make sure of looking at a game. It does look kind of interesting. Because Destructoid.com did say that Hell of an Office will come to Steam Early Access March 14th. So, Hell of an Office is looking really interesting. The company is called Hello. Yes, I said hello. How you doing? And what you're going to do is you're going to try to escape as the lava rises. So yes, it looks like it's going to be a short game, but we'll see how good it is because it'll be on early access on Steam on March 14th for just $10. So get your racing shoes on. Wait, racing shoes? Wait, hang on a minute. See, .esports.com did say that, going into esports here for a minute, Crim6 has joined FaZe. You know, if you know anything about Call of Duty esports, Crim6 is a legend in that sport. So he's putting down the guns, as it were, to pick up a steering wheel. In fact, that FaZe Clan on Twitter did say, quote, "He's already completed a triumphant career. This is just a victory lap." So he's going to join FaZe with the likes of Lucas Mueller, Jim Charshall, and Ulis, I do apologize if I screw this name up, Azel Drimmen, to compete at IEM at a game called Rensport. It's going to be very interesting that if he decides to stretch his wings out to Rensport, the game, will he actually go out to Formula One, IndyCar, or NASCAR game? Very, very interesting. Very interesting indeed. Let's get back to video games, shall we? And let's get back to the releases because Take-Two did confirm that Judas will be released by March 2025. Now, this is done basically from a statement from IGN, or Take-Two Interactive did confirm a statement. And Ken Levine did say, roughly, no quotes here, that there will be a total of 87 games between fiscal year 2023 and fiscal year 2025. Busy bees, aren't we? One of these games is going to be Judas. Now, Judas itself was announced way back in 2022 during the Game Awards. In fact, it was rebranded from Irrational Games back in 2017. So anyway, this is going to be very interesting. I did see the trailer, and if you like puzzles, it may not be like a puzzle, but you will have to fix things, the mistakes that your character has made. Very interesting stuff. We'll see what happens in that game. We're going to end with Nintendo. Three articles of Nintendo. Here we go. Engulfing 6 a.m. Nintendo Switch. Nintendo Direct will happen tomorrow. So what can we find there? Well, we could look forward to maybe some news about Kirby's Return to Dream Land Deluxe, Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, maybe some Bayonetta Origins, who knows, maybe Pikmin 4, possibly, and Metroid Prime 4. These things are all very interesting when they do a reveal, like, especially when these gaming industries do a news drop like this. But that's not all that Nintendo's done. GameSpot did report that Nintendo will pay its workers 10% more this year. And this is because of inflation, worldwide inflation. So, Nintendo does plan to increase the base pay by 10% this year. And that was brought to us by Reuters. So, the forecast from projected 582 billion yen to 480 billion yen. Basically, it's going to cut its operating profit in order to do this, which is basically $3.6 billion. That's a pretty big number. We end today with some last bit of Nintendo news, and that is Switch is now the third best-selling console of all time. Yes, Switch is that old. Anyway, congrats to them. They have outsold PlayStation 4. PlayStation 2 as well, both 4 and 2, and being third up on the list, well done to them indeed. which means you still got Xbox and you still got PlayStation 5. We will indeed talk about the Nintendo news drop tomorrow along with other things, so hey, that's what we do here at Group Quest on Twitter. You can follow us all at Dawn Forge on Twitter as well. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow. I tried. Go play some games, people.